This is Phil Farron, and I am driving home. It is Wednesday today. I'm doing this a little early because I'm not coming into work tomorrow, because tomorrow, September 24th, is my 21st wedding anniversary. So my wife and I are taking a little time off. And in fact, we're leaving this evening, and my parents-in-law are coming over to the house to watch the dogs. And so this is going to be fast. Rush, rush. I don't even know if I usually proof these things before I put them up. I may not even proof this. I may just get home, convert it, send it up, ping it, get my clothes and things together, and we're out the door because we have a 3-hour drive. And it's already almost 7 o'clock, but it will be fine. It is episode 27. I had hoped that by this episode that I could say that I have gone multiple days without complaining. Unfortunately, after I had the pretty good run of it last week, I have not been doing so great. I mean, it's not anything huge, but little things during every day. I am on day 2. I had a close call earlier while I was talking with a friend, and then another soon-to-be friend showed up and started talking with him as well, and then I said some things, and I thought, whoa, was that criticizing and complaining? And so then I talked to my buddy, because he had already complained today, so he was off the program already. And he said, well, I've made it out of it, so I'm going to give myself a pass on that. Anyways, so said that. I'm on day 2. Hopefully, it'll be day 3 tomorrow. I have had a couple of other people join me in this quest. I had a friend that I actually delivered a book to and some extra wristbands to. And so we'll see how she does. She was ready to make a change in her life. So, and then one of my other buddies who's doing it has been handing them out to people that he knows. And so we kind of got a little community here going of wristbanders trying to get through the no complaint challenge. And it is a worthy challenge. So I know I've talked about it several weeks in a row, but if you want to try something to really kind of give you a good indicator of the types of things that are coming out of your mouth, the acomplaintfreeworld.org challenge really is very good. And earlier this week, I was reminded again that most of the stuff that comes out of my mouth that makes it necessary for me to switch my wristband from one hand to the other really tracks all the way back to nothing less than pride. It's just pride. You know, it's look how important I am, and I can't believe I'm being inconvenienced in this way. And whether or not I actually make it through 21 days straight without complaining, gossiping, or criticizing, just the fact that I'm going through the exercise has had benefits. So I would challenge you, if you're listening to this and you haven't taken up the challenge yet, it's a good thing. Anyways, this week, I think we are going to talk about, unless something else hits me in the next few minutes, and hopefully it won't be another car, this week we are going to talk about a topic that I've had stashed away in my iPhone now for, maybe 2 months, 2-3 months, maybe. And I honestly don't have all my notes together and things like I normally do because I'm a day early. My Wednesday night is usually when I put together notes, and I didn't do as much as I probably should have last night on this topic. But this particular topic, like I said, is something that I've had on my notepad in my iPhone for a couple of months now, and I've been really trying to decide if I was actually going to do this, because this topic stands the potential to make some people mad. And it stands the potential to offend some people, and I do understand that. But understand as well that as I talk about this topic, I'm really talking about it because I see there is an area of concern here. And all I'm trying to do is just say, here's some things to think about. Now, you may just say, well, I just don't see that, or I just don't think it's the same thing. Okay, fine. That's just fine. Think about it a little bit more. If you decide that I'm absolutely off base on this one, that is just fine with me. And I will say what I always say, I hope your approach works out for you. And I do mean that seriously. Because most of all, what I'm interested in is creating an environment of success for myself and creating an environment of success for the people around me. And if this is not something that you feel applies to you, not something that you feel is correct, that's fine. You toss it out. You believe what you want. The reason that I am talking about it today, that it really was low down on my schedule and I wasn't going to talk about it, but the reason it got elevated is because I was out on YouTube and I was looking through the featured videos on YouTube, and all of a sudden there was this video out there with this title on it. And I went, hey, that's one of my topics that I've had stored away that I wasn't going to do for a while. I watched the video. I started doing a little research on the internet, and like I often do, I find that, you know, these ideas that I have that I think are so original with me, in fact, are not original with me at all. There's all kinds of people in the world thinking about all sorts of things, and it's just inevitable that a lot of us come up with the same idea.